Well, I think we can. This can be a fairly entertaining conversation, Dr. Paul Isley,
Associate Dean of the Seidman College of Business.
That's a big deal.
Something like that.
So where I'm going with that is, crunching numbers can be entertaining as well as informing and inspiring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad you're here and glad we do talk about what's happening under the auspices of the Seidman College of Business every month. And it should be no secret that this is most likely a traditional conversation we have, Paul, because I guess we're going to ask you how 2015 go and what's 2016 look like in a nutshell?
Well, yeah, it's a good and happy story for the most part. So 2015 went along just as expected. We were expecting about 3% GDP growth. We got about 3% GDP growth. We were expecting about 3% employment growth here in West Michigan. We got about 3% employment growth in West Michigan. Now, that feels good. We have to remind people that was a little slower than the year before. And as we look at 2016, we really see that being a little slower than this year was. So we're seeing ourselves come off the backside of the expansion, and we're pointing in the direction of slowing down.
Before we get into more specifics, remind me again how the GDP, how this is truly all measured.
Okay. When we look at GDP, we look at the value of all the goods and services sold, all the final goods and services sold in the United States. And so we count them if they're made within the boundaries of the United States, and it adds to GDP. And if we buy stuff that wasn't made within the boundaries of the United States, it subtracts from GDP. So this is really a measure of the value that can be used to create income for people or profits for corporations or income through taxes for the government. So an increase in GDP makes all three sectors better off.
Where does this correlate, or does it, with cost of living?
Well, if GDP grows faster than is sustainable, then prices start to go up. So we can grow at a certain rate, and as long as we're staying in that bound, it doesn't really affect prices much. But as we accelerate past that, we start to see prices rise, and last year we started to hit that.
So last year is almost over, and as you mentioned, not a bad year. So let's do look at how things are shaping up for 2016. And I'd like to start, as you would, Dr. Isley, with major risks for our next year.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're looking at something that looks just a little bit slower next year than what we had this year. But we have some major risks that are running out there that we worry about. One of them is China. We don't have a good bead right now on how the Chinese economy is slowing. And they're a large enough economy that if they do slow, it could have a negative impact on the U.S. economy. Now, we expect it to slow, so I'm looking at does it slow faster than what we expect. And right now we don't think so, but there's some potential for it because the Chinese aren't good at sharing their data well.
Meaning they're not playing in the sandbox?
Yeah, meaning they just pulled their purchasing managers index from being issued. And we don't know if they did that because they didn't like the number or because they thought there was something wrong. But now we don't have that number to look at how China is moving forward. So that's an issue. We have a presidential election, and presidential elections always throw a monkey wrench into economic forecasting. And they do it because whoever's not in power, their job is to tell you how bad your life is. And the more people believe that, the more it affects their real behavior. And if they think their life is going to be bad, they pull back on spending, and then their life becomes bad. So it becomes self-fulfilling. So we worry about the presidential election.
Yes. How about wage inflation?
Well, this is an odd one because a lot of people don't feel like their wages have been going up. But what we're seeing right now is a lot of sign for the same type of job to the same type of job that wages are starting to accelerate. In order to keep people in a job, we have managers increasing their wages. We have certain professions that are being poached by other firms. We have the number of unemployed people compared to the number of job openings now below two. This is all telling us that wages are starting to go up, and we should expect that to accelerate next year, given the changes in minimum wage and the changes in some of the labor contracts that we've seen for the coming year.
What's another major risk for the next year?
Well, the one that a lot of people got worried about here in December and are still thinking about are interest rates. So the Federal Reserve finally started to move those interest rates up a notch. And there's a lot of fear as to where that will head. My expectation is that the interest rate rises will be extremely slow, slower than I think that is anticipated by the market right now. And that right now it's not affecting long-term interest rates really at all. And long-term interest rates are the type of interest rate you use to borrow for a car or use to borrow for a house. So right now it's really affecting those short-term interest rates. So it's affecting banks, but it's not really affecting consumers yet.
Talking about business with those in the house, on behalf of the Seaman College of Business, Associate Dean of the School, the Seaman College of Business, Dr. Paul Isley. I want to go back to the topic of the presidential candidates pushing many ideas. Could I ask how are economists viewing some of these proposals, if we can keep it kind of fairly neutral?
Fairly neutral, yeah. Well, so let's pick one major idea that economists disagree about from the both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we look at one side of the aisle, they've been pushing a $15 minimum wage by 2020, or some variation of that. When we survey economists, there's a group that surveys mainstream economists out of the Booth School of in Chicago. And when they did that, they found that only 2% of economists found any support for increasing the minimum wage will improve the output of the United States. So economists are generally speaking disagreeing that that's a good path to improving the GDP number that we talked about before. On the flip side, if we look at the other side of the aisle, they've been pushing lots of constraints for the Federal Reserve. And one of those is to create a gold standard. I've been watching this survey since it started. And the first time ever when asked about the gold standard, 100% of the economists surveyed said it was a bad idea. These are two things that are big on both sides of the aisle that the people who study it every day are a little worried about. Now, that makes it sound negative. A lot of the things that both sides are saying have a lot of support among economists. I'm just sort of picking out a couple areas where there isn't.
Once we get beyond the presidential election, how is the economy set up for, 2017, 2018, if I can even pronounce that? I'm still on 2015.
Yeah, we're getting there fast, aren't we? Well, right now, we're now getting a lot of weight among economists the next president will near the beginning of their term be facing a recession. So we're really looking at somewhere late 17, 18, some are predicting as late as 19 is about when we'll enter the next recession. So whoever we elect, they're going to have to be dealing with a slowdown.
Do you you release your annual forecast in January, don't you?
Yes, we release that at an event in late January that the Seaman College of Business does in conjunction with Colliers International.
Great. So we just got our little tease, which is kind of cool. All right, Dr. Isley, thank you. Any New Year resolutions, in the Isley family?
Yeah, have as much work as much as I need to, and be happy when I'm not.
Thank you for you. Is there a best way to find out more about this and our further conversation?
Well, you can always find me or things that we're talking about at the Seaman College of Business by going to the website or emailing me a question.
What is that email?
ISELYP at gvsu.edu.
Happy New Year. Take care to you, Dr. Paul Isley.
Thank you.